The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another What's On Your Mind. And as always, we want to know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550 on the program. We're going to find out what is on Kat Perkins' mind today. I imagine it's Medora this weekend and the MDU Bowl next weekend. And where else? She's playing the North Dakota Horse Park, which will be kind of fun. Which is a neat little venue near Fargo. So we're going to talk with Kat Perkins about that. We're going to find out what's on the mind of Al Carlson. Al's the grand poobah of the North Dakota House of Representatives, the legislator that is in charge of, he's the majority leader. He's the leader in the House of all the Republicans. And Al Carlson is taking a group of his chairmen that would chair various committees that are important in the House on a tour to meet with folks in Dickinson and the vicinity, Watford City in the vicinity, and I believe up to Williston as well. So they're hitting the oil patch today, and we're looking forward to catching up with Al to find out a little bit about that tour. He'll join us later this hour. Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, we're going to find out what's on Wayne's mind. Last time he was on the program, we were talking about the crime statistics for last year. And we wanted to talk a little bit about the trafficking issue, which, by the way, a front page story this weekend in the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I love the media and how they, you know, as if trafficking. And look, don't get me wrong. I don't want to minimize in any way, shape or form modern day slavery. That's what trafficking is. It's horrific. But the trafficking problem would be much bigger in Minneapolis, St. Paul, as an example, than it would be in every corner of North Dakota, okay? But what is the front page of the Minneapolis Star Tribune over the weekend? Oil boom brings human trafficking to North Dakota. True, but also not in perspective, as usual with the
media. Wouldn't you say it's increased more in North Dakota, though, than...
Certainly.
Probably, yes, just about any place else?
No, but let's say if, I don't know, pick a crazy number. Say there's a 100 incidents involving trafficking and prostitution in the Twin Cities metro on any given day, right? Whereas pre-boom, maybe North Dakota, it was 2 or 3, and it's gone now to 10, okay? So is that an increase? Absolutely. Is it still 10% of the problem it is in Minneapolis or most major metropolitan cities? Of course. So that's why newspapers drive me crazy. The context, the perspective isn't there. And let's just be honest. They're very often aligned with a view that is left-leaning. And so, therefore, you have left-leaning politicians that want to say oil's bad, energy's bad, look what it's doing in our communities. What they end up doing is just highlighting and accentuating the negative rather than putting in perspective. And the same could be said, by the way, for the impacts from the oil and gas industry. There's a lot of positive impacts. We have basically zero unemployment. We have an average annual wage that's off the charts. We have the fastest growing economy. Those are pluses from oil impacts. However, if you live in Watford City or Dickinson or Williston or Stanley or Tioga, you see changes to your life that were not there pre-boom. So, but is it manageable? Yes. You know, they like to say in Watford City, Gene Veeder uses this line, who has headed up McKinsey County economic development efforts for decades. Gene will say, we're not the same here, but we're better, right? And there's some things that remain challenges that we're working on. Housing for seniors. There was a time, gosh, you need more lodging, better roads, and that's why folks like Al Carlson and his chairman are out here to tackle those issues. So anyway, we're going to deal with that today on the program, on all those fronts. The back half of the program, I know Mike Nathy, who chairs the House Education Committee, will join us. They're actually meeting at Marathon Oil at about 10 this morning for the first of these meetings. And once that meeting wraps, then we're hoping to hear from Mike Nathy and maybe a few other chairmen that are touring with Leader Carlson today here in the oil patch, along with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, just to get out here and see these projects firsthand, all in advance of what will be a historic legislative session Pre-session begins first week in December, and the legislative session, 80 days, beginning in January. Want to give a quick shout-out before we get cranking with your calls here today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, to our host today at Wyoming Casing Service. Steve Halverson is the owner, and Tim Gross is the CFO, along with Tammy, the receptionist and administrative assistant out front, who've just been extraordinarily accommodating. We really appreciate them hosting us here today. Allowed us to be here with the show in Dickinson today, ahead of this tour for the legislative leaders. And what we're going to do after the show is tag along and be a fly on the wall and see what the legislative chairmen see. So we're looking forward to that as well, and have a full report for you tomorrow as well. So should be great. Anyway, by the way, the folks at Wyoming Casing, let me give them a little plug. You can find out more about them at WyomingCasingService.com. If ConocoPhillips is planning drilling operations in North Dakota, they're going to call it Wyoming Casing and say, okay, help us out here. Do the case hole. You know, do the hydraulic power tongs. Do the pickup and laydown machines. Do the CRT stuff. Do the auger and anchor service. Give me the rat hole rigs and the mobile cement units and the hydraulic trailer mounted catwalks and the cleaning and drifting. Is a big part of it, or the torque turn systems. I mean, they do a lot of the technical work for the big, big companies, and they do it all across the country. I mean, Colorado, Wyoming, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and, of course, right here in North Dakota, several locations in North Dakota, including Dickinson. So appreciate what they do at Wyoming Casing Service as well. We're going to be back in Dickinson for the What's in Your Town tour on September 9th. Kelly Armstrong hosting us at the fire hall. Looking forward to that, to find out about all the volunteer firefighter efforts that happened here in Dickinson. We're going to talk a little bit about we're going to celebrate the community of Dickinson. And then we're also going to be back here in Dickinson on the later in the month, as the North Dakota Petroleum Council will be hosting their meetings. We'll be doing a Energy Matters program here for a community education series and a couple of our What's on Your Mind programs. So looking forward to that as well. We like Dickinson, home of our affiliate KLTC at 1460 on the dial. And let's see here. What else? Well, should I just tell the telephone number? Should we get cranking here and chat? 800-228-0550. We're waiting on Kat Perkins, I think, to call in, right? And to find out what's on Kat's mind. In the meantime, we're waiting for you to weigh in on the news of the day. Here's the telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Thanks, by the way, to Eugene Grainer for subbing for me, along with the Todd, the radio god Mitchell, from 550K Fire, our flagship. And we had a great day yesterday at the North Dakota Broadcasters Association. By the way, Terry Fleck, the Attitude Doctor, rounded us out in great fashion. A lot of Teddy Awards handed out yesterday, including to Phil and Mark from PMS in the Morning on 550K Fire. So way to go, those guys. And Beth Helfrich of the North Dakota Broadcast Association does a fabulous job. Had some great speakers. Really good. Richard Coffey, a former Timberwolf. Ron Bernstein, who is really an amazing thing. I had a hard time being in the same room with this Bernstein guy, this Ross guy. You know why?
Why is that?
He used to be Goldie Gopher. He was the mascot for the University of Minnesota. He's a former Minnesota Gopher hockey player, but the guy's written a ton of books, a lot about Gopher history, he's nice guy. Incredible speech. Congressman Kevin Kramer stopped by and chatted with the folks, and also stayed for Ross's presentation. Just said, that guy's amazing. So really encourage you to check out his work. He's written a ton of books, a lot about some of our favorite sports teams. The Vikings, the Twins, the Timberwolves, the Minnesota Wild, and I guess a few people might like the Gophers. I don't. Do you like the Gophers, Todd? You're a Minnesotan.
You know, I was born and raised just across the river, and I was never a big Gopher fan.
I hate them. I'm just going to be flat-out honest
with you. But, I mean, I was never really that big of, you know, it was never not that big a deal to me for some reason.
No, I'm going to be honest. I'm honest in this program. What you see is what you get. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I hate the Gophers. There, I said it.
Okay.
Sorry to some of the the veterinarians in our audience, or the funeral directors in our audience.
Hey, back to the Broadcasters Association Award. Somebody else near and dear to K-Fire, and I came in right after he had left, but Dan Brannon winning a big lifetime achievement. I forget what they actually call
it. The Pioneer Award.
Pioneer Award. There you go. The Pioneer Award.
That's the big event, the big award every year. And you're right, Dan Brennan. What a legend. And by the way, he was at KCJB before he was at K-Fire.
So, that's right.
Yeah, he's got KCJB history as well. And our affiliate Minot at 9:10 a.m., 5:50 K-Fire, and of course AM 1100 The Flag, part of the Flag family, East, Western Minnesota, Eastern North Dakota, and KTGO in Tioga. Here's two stories I want to get your take on. One, a lot of news yesterday, breaking on the Say Anything blog and in papers today about North Dakota Tax Commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger. He admitted to seeking help for alcohol addiction this week. His car was involved in a rollover driven by someone else. And, you know, the most important part of this story to me is that Ryan Rauschenberger said, look, I got a problem, I'm getting help. And that really takes care of a lot of the other things. Obviously, some folks are going to call into judgment and say, why would you flip the keys to somebody who was, you know, obviously inebriated and ended up in an accident that could have been very serious. But the important thing in my view is Ryan's getting help here. But I suppose it's worthy of asking our audience, is this going to in any way affect your vote? He is seeking election to the North Dakota Tax Commission post. He's in that now by appointment after Corey Fong left the post. But is it relevant to your vote? Is it irrelevant? Let us know what you think. Also, former Bismarck teacher Susan Dersma yesterday sentenced, I think, a slap on the wrist. But we're going to talk about that when we come back, too. On What's On Your Mind, let us know.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the Truck Bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
What I love about stand-up paddling is the versatility. It's everything from general recreation all the way up to a full-body workout. I was hooked from my second stroke of the paddle. You don't need to be fit to be able to do paddleboarding. Anybody can do it. Building excitement for the sport and being active on the water, that's what I'm trying to do when I'm working with the customer. I'm Jen Bass, and I'm one of the water sports experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
I had a call on the radio the other day. Somebody said, there's no such thing as affordable housing in the Bakken. I said, you haven't been to Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. It's three blocks north of the Cashwise, north of Highway 2, west edge of Stanley. Affordable housing. We're talking an average down payment of about $5,000. We're talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $1,000 a month, and you own a home. That's affordable housing. Right between Williston and Minot, you couldn't get better than this. Schedule your appointment for a personal tour. Leave a message at 701-628-1215. Frontier Village.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wyoming Casing Service in Dickinson today. What's on your mind? We're in Dickinson because we're going to be following along with a legislative leadership tour of the oil patch. The House Majority Leader Al Carlson making his way to Dickinson for the meetings that begin at 10 this morning on our newsmaker line, so we can find out what's on his mind today at 800-228-0550. Hello, Mr. Leader. How are you?
Am I on the air there, Scotty?
You're on the air, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes not the best in the car. Well, I've got some, most of the committee chairmen from the legislature are with me today, and we're headed out to do some touring in Dickinson and the Watford City area.
So talk about why you do this and who you have along, Al.
Well, I think, Scott, that reality tells you that probably the dominating topic in the next session is going to be North Dakota's economy and its infrastructure and the needs that go with all that growth. So we understand that this is where it's happening, and we need to get a hands on the ground, take a good look at what's going on, and understand what issues we're going to face when the session starts.
And this is leadership, right? So that means you're chair of all your individual key committees?
Yep, and they're not all here, but we've got quite a few of them. We've got the head of our Natural Resources and Energy Committee. We've got the IBNL chairman. We've got the assistant leader and speaker with me. We've got the Tax Committee chairman with. So we've got a lot of the key people that are the issues that will be dealt with are going to be out here and taking a look. We're going to meet with the mayor of Dickinson, with the Dunn County Commissioner. We're going to come to Watford City, meet with some of their business leaders, as well as the McKinney County Commissioners and stuff. So we're going to get a tour of a reclamation site. We're going to go to an oil rail station. We're going to look at a lot of different things in a fairly short period of time. But more than anything, our job is to listen when we're out here.
And it's not foreign territory to you. Obviously, you're a Fargo legislator and represent a district in Fargo. But as leader, your responsibility is your caucus and the whole state. When these happen, what are you hearing? What are you wanting to hear? What are you asking? Give us a sense of what you want to hear today.
Well, we made a tremendous investment last biennium in the legislature, about $2 billion worth of investment into lots of different areas, public safety, infrastructure, hospitals, law enforcement, all those things. And we want to see how that money is being put to use, how much of it's been spent, what they're using it for, where we had shortcomings. So we'll ask about what we've given, and we'll ask about what the needs are for the future.
And by the way, Marathon Oil is where they start in Dickinson this morning, meeting with Terry Kavoyevich of Marathon Oil, as well as local Dickinson officials and community leaders, touring the Dakota Prairie Refinery and the Bakken Oil Express Rail Terminal later today, lunching up at Belfield with Jim Arthod and the crew at MBI, as Al mentioned, discussions with Watford City community leaders later this afternoon, and dinner with local business leaders tonight there as well, and then the tour continues into tomorrow. We forget your citizen legislators, right? You're a builder back in Fargo, and a lot of these chairmen are obviously in the private sector as well as chairing these committees, and it takes a lot to chair these committees, a lot of time. You're cranking not just during the 80 days of the session, but you're doing a lot of these things all year long, right, Al?
Well, every one of these guys took off work today and tomorrow to come out because they're concerned about making sure they understand the issues before we get to the next session. This is the third trip I've made this summer already, Scott, out here to the oil patch. So we're in tune to what's going on. We understand it's a huge generator in our economy. But we also want to make sure that we're prudent in how we handle the finances that we're extracting from these areas.
And what do you anticipate? You mentioned, obviously, a sizable investment last time, mega in infrastructure. And obviously, the needs are still there. And some of those transportation dollars, it's even difficult to spend them given the narrow road construction season you have. What do you anticipate in this next session that, after hearing the needs, seeing the impacts, is going to be the fix?
Well, I think that there's going to be a real push to adjust the formula as to how much money moves to the West. And that will be a big debate on how that money is going to be divided and how it will be handled. I surely don't have an answer for anybody today. But first of all, you have to look at the needs and match them up with the dollars as best you can. We really do want to see how the money's been spent that we've already sent out here. And I think we're gonna be pleased when we see some of the results.
Last session,
you can bypass around cities. Dickinson has a bypass. Walker City has a bypass. Williston has a bypass. And all those things are getting closer to completion. There's much more corridor work being done on oil corridors. Water pipelines are going in. The Western Area Water Supply we funded. There's just a lot of things we've got to check into and look at and make sure that we have a better understanding before we start making those big decisions again.
Is there a corner of North Dakota that is not impacted by oil and gas development right now?
Well, I don't think so. If you try to hire a contractor in Fargo, Grand Forks, or Minot today, you'd find out that they're all busy and those towns are booming as well as the West.
And I hear it. I mean, we were in Grafton on Thursday, right? They talk about impact, certainly in hiring, as an example, and a real tight labor force. In Kenmare, they might be on the edge of the Bakken, but they've obviously had a housing crunch because of a number of folks living there and working in the oil patch. I mean, really, it's in every Oaks, North Dakota, same thing with the manufacturing related to oil and gas development that's happening down there at Harris Machine. I mean, it seems to me it's almost in every corner of North Dakota. How unrealistic is it to expect that when it comes time for the session that folks from every corner are going to say, hey, we're all in this together. Let's figure this out. Obviously, the impacts on roads and a few things, the schools and the just explosive growth is going to center in the area where the actual development is happening, but the ripple effect of impacts is in every corner. How important is it for everybody to speak with one voice and not be, Dickinson against Devil's Lake or Watford City against West Fargo when it comes time for the session, Al?
That's a good point, Scott, because last session we also made sure that we did infrastructure dollars to the non-oil producing counties. Because if you take southeastern North Dakota and even a central part of the state, that record moisture over the years, we have road problems that just won't go away in those parts of the state, and they cannot be ignored as well. Ag is still the big dog in the pen. You know, oil is huge, but I've driven for almost 300 miles now across the state, and I haven't seen an oil well yet, but I've been driven by hundreds of miles of ag land. So, you know, that needs to be serviced as well. This will not be an east-west divide. This will be proper distribution of the funds to keep the economy of the whole state moving.
Last quick question for you. How important is it that the oil-impacted areas speak with one voice? I've heard you talk a lot about, not wanting the battles. I know the hub cities kind of pitted one size community against another last time. A lot of folks didn't like that. How united do you want oil-impacted communities to be come the session?
Well, I think that they're uniting themselves, and I think that that's part of the reason we go out and listen, and we invite those local leaders. And we're finding that more often than not, Scott, they're speaking with a common voice now. Because the problems that exist in Dunn County are the same ones that are in McKinsey, for the most part. So, we're finding a pretty united voice, and I think that's good. But I also remember the point you brought up. The economy is moving border to border, and we have to be prepared to deal with those issues across the state.
Absolutely.
And it's really good to be out here to look and listen, and I'm sure my chairman will have a lot of good questions as we go through, and I think we'll have a really great understanding by the time we hit the session.
Sounds great, Al. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. More coming up, folks.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So your calls are welcome, by the way, for any of our guests here. We're starting a little guest-heavy in the first hour and going to open up those phones in the next hour. Kat Perkins is going to stop by at some point and say hi. She is going to be, boy, I tell you, in Dickinson tonight. She'll be in Medora this weekend. She'll be at the new MDU Bowl in Bismarck next Saturday night, and then Sunday at Medora. So she's got a lot coming up here. So I think, wait a minute, this Saturday Medora, yeah. Saturday, September 12th is the event at Fargo at the Horse Park, and then Sunday, September 13th is in Fargo.
Saturday, okay. September 13th.
Well, is it?
Saturday,
did I get my
September
dates wrong?
Are you looking at like a 2013 calendar?
Bismarck is September 13th, Fargo yeah. September 12th, Medora September 7th, Dickinson tonight. That's what I meant to say.
There you
anyway,
go.
So Kat Perkins will be here to tell us what's on her mind on the program next hour. All right. And two Facebook questions we'd love for you to weigh in on. One concerning the news story about the former Bismarck teacher who admitted to having a sexual relationship with a ninth grade male student in 2013, sentenced to serve 60 days in jail, but not to have to register as a sex offender. Do you agree with the ruling? Should she have to register as a sex offender? I don't understand student, in this case ninth grade, teacher, any relationship, how that seems like a slap on the wrist to me. But anyway, watch your take on that. A lot of folks are weighing in on our Facebook page. And also the question on Ryan Rauschberger, who is the state tax commissioner, who admitted yesterday that he is undergoing treatment for alcohol abuse, and has said that he used poor judgment in lending his vehicle to an alleged drunken driver who then crashed it. And our question, will this in any way affect your vote come November? Want to get your answers on that? You can weigh in on Facebook. You can call us. And we're going to leave lots of time in the next hour. More of the chairman on the tour with House Majority Leader Al Carlson on the tour of the oil patch today, Dickinson, Watford City, and the region. Coming up next hour, Mike Nathie, who chairs the House Education Committee, will join us too. So, in the meantime, weigh in, please, on any and all issues at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengel, going to join us in just a moment, but first, Dan in South Dakota wanted to weigh in on about something that's happening at the United Tribes event this week. Dan, what did you want to share?
Hey, good morning, sir. How's it going?
Good morning. Good, sir. Good, glad to have you on the program. Thank you.
I wish you would get a hold of Dennis Newman or David Gipp at the United Tribes. The Apollo is coming on this weekend.
Yes, Dennis was on yesterday, right, guys? I was not here, but...
I haven't heard, but that's usually the second weekend, but they pushed up for this weekend here, and I kind of expect it'd be a little cultural event for everybody in Bismarck area there.
Absolutely.
Yep, we did touch on that. In fact, I was at their tribal summit yesterday, and Dennis is so wonderful. Dennis is absolutely wonderful. We had... And, you know, you'll be able to pop on to KFYR.com later today and get the since I did the show, we'll call it the Toddcast instead of the podcast.
He's a wonderful person, Dennis.
Absolutely
Newman
is.
There. You
absolutely
bet.
Is.
Appreciate you calling, Dan. Appreciate very much I'm sorry, what'd you say?
He's a radio personality.
There you go. And so are you, Dan. We're going to give you your own show. Anyway, we did cover that yesterday, and thanks for reminding everybody that it's on and happening. The Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota, Wayne Stengem, is here. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
Wonderful, Scott. Good to be with you again.
Nice to have you back. Last time Wayne was on, we were talking about crime stats when the annual report and the numbers came out, and we didn't get a chance to get to everything. And one of the things we didn't get a chance to talk about was the trafficking, which is modern-day slavery, really. And so we promised at that point to get back on Wayne's schedule and have him back on the program. So let's start there. And I did see, by the way, this weekend, Minneapolis Star Tribune ran a front-page story talking about the oil boom brings trafficking to North Dakota. Give us a sense of this challenge.
Well, it is a real challenge because it's something that we know is a flourishing industry out in western North Dakota. That is one of the bad things that comes with all the good that we're seeing in North Dakota. But the sex trade in western North Dakota in particular is flourishing, and it's something that's got law enforcement's attention, that we have been paying considerable attention to, but that we need to do more on. All you need to do is go to one of the prime places for advertising for these services is Backpage.com, and there were the article in the Tribune in Minneapolis mentioned that there were 64 ads on Backpage for prostitutes interested in plying their trade in western North Dakota, just in the Williston-Minot area, which is about the same number as they had in all of Minneapolis-St. Paul. So Backpage.com is one of those players that is not let me just say they're not helping us very much. They're more than happy to take the ads for these services without any concern about the fact that very often these are victims of sex trafficking, even in minors. We know that I've got our agents working on sting operations out in western North Dakota. They also are quite familiar with what's happening out there. We did a sting in Dickinson and Williston just last year, and within just a couple of hours, there were 11 people in the Dickinson area, three up in Williston, who responded to ads that we placed on Backpage advertising for what purported to be very young or underage girls, and had no problem getting quick responses from individuals who wanted to have a sexual liaison with what they thought were underage girls. But fortunately for us, unfortunately for them, turned out to be cops that were there ready to arrest them. But they said that there was no shortage of clientele that were coming in. They said that they, in fact, it was a four-day operation we had planned. We had to stop it after two because we ran out of space to put them in, and personnel to actually process all of those individuals. So this is a real problem. We know that it's happening. Anybody who lives out in that area probably is aware that these kinds of things are going on, and it needs to have our attention on three fronts, really. We need to make sure that people who are victims of human trafficking are victims and not criminals. And second, we need to continue to do this kind of things that we're doing with stiff sentencing that has happened in these cases so that we can address demand reduction. And then we need to be able to gain the confidence of anyone who might be a victim so that we can get the information that we need so that we can move up the ladder, because what we really want are the pimps or the people that are trafficking these people, because that's really the way that you put a stop to all of this.
Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, with us. By the way, if you have questions or comments, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who's the criminal here, and how do you track him down?
Excuse me, Scott. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. The criminals, in my mind, are certainly not the victims if they're victims of human trafficking, and it certainly is not going to be any underage victim. And we need to make sure that we can reach a comfort level with them so that we can work with them to get the kind of information that is needed so that we can move up the ladder. These victims are often victimized because they are threatened, if they're illegal aliens, for example, that they're going to be returned to their home. If they very often are people who have are addicted to drugs, and their pimp will be their supply line. They will, through intimidation or force or other kinds of coercion, they will force them to continue this kind of activities that they really don't want to be involved in. So first and foremost, the actual customers are, under our law, violating the statute. It's a criminal violation. But more important than that and more serious are the people who are actually bringing them in. And we have made trafficking in children, underage individuals, a class AA felony with a maximum penalty of life in prison with no possibility of parole. And and it's a class A felony, 20-year maximum for trafficking in adults.
Yes, this is, and it was really hard to get your mind around this kind of an operation. Now, what I always ask for in these cases is perspective. And I got a kick out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. I was on my way to or from Iowa, I forget which, and I find a Star Trib. And front page of the Minneapolis Star Trib, oil boom brings human trafficking to North Dakota. Big, huge picture of a prostitute type in downtown Williston, right? And I'm thinking, boy, the amount of incidents that happen every day in a metropolitan city like Minneapolis-St. Paul of human trafficking compared to North Dakota, while it is more now today because of our economy booming, still seems to be like they ought to focus on the problem there necessarily more so than the one here. Put it in perspective for me.
I understand, and I read that article too, and whenever you hear a out-of-state story about anything that's happening in North Dakota in the oil factory, especially in the area of crime, they refer to it as the Wild and Woolly West. And that's not a fair assessment. We have law enforcement officers who are dedicating their careers and their lives to working on all of these kinds of issues, and we will devote additional resources to continuing to deal with it. I don't want to minimize that it's a serious crime. If it goes on at all, it is, and it is, it's a very serious crime, and we need to address it. But these are things that have our attention, and it's one of those things that are relatively new to us in North Dakota. So we have to start to make sure we're getting our arms around it, that we've got adequate and properly trained law enforcement to deal with it. And that's exactly what we're going to do. I've asked in my next budget, we already have some internet crimes against children agents, who are active in North Dakota. They work very hard. They're the ones that bring do the investigations to bring the prosecutions that we've already seen in North Dakota. They will continue to do that. And I've asked for two additional internet crimes against children agents who will be placed out in Williston, and they'll be working on these issues as well. Because we want good family people to come here to North Dakota. This is not the kind of operations that we want happening in North Dakota, and I think most citizens will agree with that.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more of your questions or comments are welcome for Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, on this topic or any other at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 is our number. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. We hit the road today. Bismarck to Dickinson, and tomorrow we'll be coming to you live and direct from Stanley, North Dakota, in the North Dakota Truck Wash, and filled up last night after the broadcast convention at PetroServe USA. We're right next to the Capitol, and I put E85 in. I've been doing lots of E85 because you've seen the price. So, I could fill the tank on E85 for about $75 in that big Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City that gets me all around the boom and bakken. And I can do it for about $76 if I put in, you know, E10 or the regular. You're talking $120. So good savings, and I'm only losing about a mile and a half a gallon. So far, loving it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's corn fields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials good all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack-O-Lanks 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a Quarter Pounder, Cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You can find out more about them at highplainsapache.com. I was just browsing on the website as well, because there's some new sprayers right now. So if you're looking for some sprayers and some deals, they got you covered at High Plains Apache right now. So make sure you check that out as well. And you know what? That ET Ag Center means if you need a part, they most likely have it in stock. 50,000 parts at the Mandan and Fargo locations, part of that ET Ag Center, which is really just amazing. And if they don't have it, they'll have it to you in a day or two. So if you're some great deals on some new sprayers right now, check those out. Not just Apache sprayers, but others as well. Apache's the best of the best with that warranty, the service guys like the Maytag repairmen because there's nothing to fix. These things are so darn reliable. And that light footprint, pretty amazing on the Apache sprayer. But they also have some other brands as well. Check out the used sprayers. Some good deals right now. HighPlainsApache.com, Mandan, or Fargo, actually Frontier, south of Fargo. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Continuing our conversation now with Attorney General Wayne Stengem on What's on Your Mind. George in Williston has a question for Wayne. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, see, I just looked up that back pages because I thought his comments were pretty erroneous, as he normally has erroneous comments similar to his special places that he went about getting here last spring. If you look at the Minneapolis back pages, they don't anywhere compare to what's going on in Williston or in Dickinson. The other thing is his quoted message was they had to stop arresting these people because they didn't have enough help or enough places to put them. Wayne, you know that's a joke. And if your brother was still alive, he'd slap you up and tell you to get with
the... Wait.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting way out of line here, George.
Let me respond to George and... do so in an accurate way. When we were doing the sting operation in Williston and in Dickinson, we were operating in a hotel. We had individuals who were just lined up in an adjoining room where we were taking them ready, getting ready to process them. They simply had their hands full, and they had all the cases and all the suspects that they could get to arrest at that time. I will tell you this, these operations are going on now. They will continue to go on, and we will be devoting the kind of resources that we need to make sure that this is happening. Now, I don't know how often George looks at back pages, but it doesn't take too long to go and look at it and see that there are plenty. There are lots. There are 64 ads, and I have some of them right here that some of my agents have brought in into me to see that there is no shortage of Backpage ads. And I will also say that Backpage is a purveyor, and they have been of no help and no assistance to us in helping to deal with this issue. But it doesn't do any good to pretend that this kind of thing isn't going on out in western North Dakota, because we know that it is. And I certainly didn't look at the Minneapolis St. Paul back pages. I read that in the article that was quoted. But I do know that there are plenty of ads on back pages for Western North Dakota. And when that happens, you know that there's a demand. You know they're not placing those ads because nobody's responding to them. They're placing them because they know that apparently they're working. And so it's a problem, and it doesn't do any good to pretend that it's not, and it doesn't do any good to pretend that we're not going to attempt to deal with it, because I said before, this is not the kind of North Dakota that we want.
And I believe you said earlier, I mean, we do need to keep this in perspective. In other words, the problem's much worse in Minneapolis, given the population of Minneapolis and the metropolitan area, and probably in most metropolitan cities, than it is in the oil patch, but it's up in the oil patch because of our economic boom, right?
Well, and this is a nationwide problem. This isn't something that is just endemic in North Dakota. The U.S. Department of Justice says there are as many as 45,000 girls and women who are being trafficked in the sex trade. And I think there's no reason to doubt that North Dakota has its share of that 45,000.
So we need
to continue to work with it, and we will. We need to make sure that we have some services that we can offer to these victims. And that's where I'm very happy that a number of private nonprofit organizations are becoming involved in offering services. There's a woman out in Williston who is a former victim of this crime, who works diligently and endlessly to work with some of these victims. The churches are starting to step forward to be a part of the service solution, and that's really a good thing. And we need to make sure that we're encouraging those nonprofits to work with us to help provide services for these folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've actually talked to Wendy before in the program. It's amazing.
She's great.
I only have a minute left, Wayne, but we do. We need more folks like that, but you're right. Less than a minute, but I do want to ask you of your reaction to the EPA opening up enforcement offices in North Dakota. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, if they want to come in, and we're all all dedicated to making sure that those who are cutting corners and violating the law and ruining our environment have to answer for it. But if it is part of the federal, and I worry about this, if it's part of the federal effort to end what is happening in North Dakota and nationwide with fossil fuels, then I'm going to have a real problem with it and disagree with that. Just as I do at some other time, I suppose we'll talk about the waters of the U.S. Initiative from the EPA, because at some point we'll become involved in litigation on that issue.
Yeah, I appreciate that. By the way, my apologies for George referencing your late brother. I mean, I can't think of somebody getting much
Bob
more
was
than
a great
that.
Guy, and we had many good conversations, and George doesn't know what my brother might say to me.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
But I do. Yeah. when you get to Stanley, don't forget to stop in and have a whirl whip at the Dakota Drug.
Never miss. Good idea. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate it very much. Okay. Wayne Stanjum, our Attorney General, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When is the last time you heard about a lake home being reduced in price by 35%, much less than one of Minnesota's premier lakes, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Folks, it's happening right now. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Click on condo sales. Find out about 2- and 3-bedroom Lakeside, Lakeview, and Classic condos for as little as $150,000. Buy now. The price is right. And own a piece of Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Walker, Minnesota. Find out more at ChaseOnTheLake.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.